We're doing the Ksur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're learning the laws of tzitzit. We're up to Perek Tet, Halacha Chaf Bet. Im Pashat Talito, if a person took off his talis, and he thought he's going to put it on right away, so he doesn't make another blessing when he puts it back on. And if it flew off of him, where he didn't have a second to realize it was falling off, then there's an argument. In doubt, you don't make a bracha, and you don't make a, and because there's a machlokes whether you should or not. Now, technically, this is almost never relevant, because whenever your talis flies off, you know it's about to fall off, and then you have mind, okay, I'm going to put it back on. So it's almost never relevant. It has to be a situation where it flies off, where you didn't have a second to realize it was flying off. And that almost never happens. Halacha chav gimel, meaning any time you realize it's falling off and you think you're going to put it back on, so then it falls into that category where it's like taking off the talis and thinking you'll put it back on. Halacha chav gimel, ha'shoel talit mechaverov, someone borrows a talis from his friend, yechol mikal din levrech aleh, he can make a blessing on it. Achira Hashem nimnei melitatef talit shula, those who are God-fearing, they hold back from wearing a talis that's borrowed. Ve'anotel talit mechaverov, la'alot la'torah le'duchan, but if someone takes a talis to get an aliyah or to go up and say Berachos Kohanim, in levrech aleh, you shouldn't make a blessing on it, kivan she'en zeituf la'tzeit yidei chova, because he's not really wearing the talis for the sake of the mitzvah. He's wearing it because the custom is, when you do Berachos Kohanim, you wear a talis. When you get an aliyah out of honor for the crowd, you wear a talis. But you're not really doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. So therefore, he says, don't make a blessing. Now, what you could do is take the talis and say, I want to do the mitzvah of talis, and wear the talis and make the bracha. But he's saying, he's discussing what happens usually, which is the coin's on the run, and he says, I got to do Berachos Kohanim, can I borrow your talis? He grabs your talis, puts it on his head, and goes, so then he's only doing it for Berachos Kohanim, for the duchan. What's a duchan? Duchan is a step.
Stage.
Yafeh. Because the kohanim, machlok is svardim ashkenazim, but technically kohanim shouldn't stand on the floor when they do Berachos Kohanim. Svardim have to stand on a raised platform. Ashkenazim, it's preferable. The talitot shebet hakneset hanoadim lochim, the talis of the shul that's there for the guests, mevrech aleim lekol adot, everyone says you can make a blessing on it. The idea is that technically you should own the talis when you make a blessing on it. So when you borrow a talis from your friend, so usually he has in mind, I want you to make a blessing. His idea is, I'm giving it to you for the time you'll have it so that you can make a blessing. Now, is your friend so educated? Does he really know he has to give it to you? No, but he wants you to make a bracha, so that's basically the idea he has in mind. I want whatever it takes for you to make a blessing on it, and I also want it back at the end of the day. So he's thinking, matana amnas lahachtir. I'll give it to you for the sake that you give back to me, so it's yours for that 2 minutes so that you can make a blessing on it. Preferably, if you could, you should say it. Are you giving it to me as a gift that I'll give back to you? Matana amnas lahachtir. But he's saying, don't enter the argument, and he says, a talit shula, you can make a brachan. But if you could, avoid it. A person should have his own talis. I don't know why kohanim don't have their own talitot. But that seems to be the custom. Young kohanim who don't wear a talis, they always borrow talitot. I don't understand it, but that seems to be the custom. So, say there. We won't go against the custom. Top, Shabbat Shalom.